So something we need to remember is the point number one is that they're children. Okay, and I'm going to continue with point number one. We look at biblical parenting, teens. Point number one, teens are children. And with that, children don't need to date. Can anyone tell me why children need to be dating? Because what's the goal of dating? What's the goal of dating? See if someone's suitable for marriage, isn't it? Or is it just to have a bit of a laugh, bit of fun and everything? No, it's to see if someone's suitable for marriage. That's the whole goal. No, Brother Ian, you got it all wrong now. You got it all wrong because dating is something where they could, you know, let them have a bit of fun and get to know people, get to understand. No, I'm not comfortable sending my kids off to risk end up getting into fornication. How about that? Is that so bad of me? No, I don't want my kids to sleep around. What sort of a parent? I hope everyone here doesn't want their children to sleep around. But what are all the world's kids doing? Sleeping around. So something's going wrong, isn't it? And I'll tell you what it might be. It's trying to encourage children to date from young ages, right? Got a girlfriend, how many friends of the family will start saying that junk to your kids? Even young kids, it's sick really, isn't it? You got a girlfriend, got a boyfriend, what on earth? Why would my child have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? For what reason? Give me a reason. There's no reason, is there? 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 9 says, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Verse 13 says, but them that are without God judgeth, therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. What do you think these teens are getting up to? Anyone really wondering, what are all these things? I'll tell you what they're getting up to, fornication. On a massive scale. Oh, they're just dating. It's just a teenage romance. No, it's not. It's wickedness. It's fornication. And I'll tell you what, do you know what? A lot of women are still emotionally scarred by their teenage romances. Their physical teenage, they're still emotionally scarred to this day by them. It's not just it was just a bit of fun. No, it emotionally scars them. In fact, some of the men get emotionally scarred by it as well. All the issues with it, all the feelings of insecurity, all the other things, the horrible breakups after something that should be something for life. Yeah, and suddenly, it's an absolute mess out there. Titus 2:5 talks of teaching the young women to be chaste or pure. We're not going to turn there. Chaste or pure. Yeah, you know what that means. Yeah, that's what we should be teaching the young women to be. The Bible calls not being chaste or pure, being a whore or whoremonger. I ain't raising my kids to be whores and whoremongers. That's not my goal. So why on earth would I risk it with dating? What are they gaining from dating? Yet how much of the world is trying to push and encourage that? And that's something you've got to get strong with, isn't it? Especially as those teens get older. Now, the only exception in my mind would be when you're getting to sort of the 19-year-old and you're looking to becoming an adult and maybe you're looking for a future marriage. But even then, is there a rush with that? Is there really a rush? But that's where you're starting to go, okay, well, you're getting towards an adult, and because you don't want it to be a 5-minute whirlwind romance anyway, do you? Okay, dating's when you find it. Dating's not like, right, we're dating, that means we're getting married. Dating is when you're discovering whether or not that is someone that you can and should marry, yeah? Now, what happens with that is that we've got the Bible on one hand, haven't we? We've got the Word of God. We're teaching them to be chaste, teaching them to be pure. We don't see all this, well, I had a fling with this one, I had a fling with that one, and then I really worked it out, you know, etc. And then you've got the world, which basically says they need to sleep around for years, act like they're married for a few more years, then work out whether or not they really want to be married, then maybe along the line, you know, within that time, probably a few diseases and maybe a couple of, you know, child sacrifices later, then restart the process again. And maybe, you know, when they get to kind of like late 30s, early 40s, start thinking about children, they realise how difficult then that becomes, etc. Yeah, that's kind of the world's way, isn't it now? That's what I see there out in our country. Proverbs 5:18, though, says, let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. And youth here means from young. We're not talking about child marriages. But for me, the concept there is, look, you date from when you're, for me, at the earliest late teens, if not once you're an adult, that's 20 plus, with a view to getting married young, not with a view to just sleeping around for years until finally you get bored of it and then find someone who's still willing to take you. And that kind of is what we're seeing out there in our society, isn't it?
Hi there, Brother Ian Taverner here at Shore Foundation Baptist Church UK. I'd like to show you today how the Bible says that you could be 100% sure that if you died today, you are going straight to heaven.